This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live.
We don't need to do that.
You know what? We're still recording live, though.
We are recording live
from Glory Hole Studios.
Glory Hole Studios.
In Chicago.
It's just for the patrons.
But this is just for you guys. Just for the ones we care most about. So this story, Cecil, I love this story. I'm going to read the whole thing. It's from the AP. Woman tossing trash falls into dumpster, survives getting compacted in a garbage truck. Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a very short story.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the whole thing. And then I have nothing but 1,000 questions. A woman fell into a dumpster while throwing out her garbage and was later rescued from a trash truck that had compacted the contents while she was inside, fire department officials in New Hampshire said. Luckily, neighbors heard her screams, and the trash compartment was equipped with a camera. The driver spotted the woman stuck inside and called 911. By then, the driver had reportedly compacted the garbage up to 4 times, the Manchester Fire Department said. Rescuers used a basket ladder to reach the top of the truck and lift her out, and by then she was, quote, standing, talking, yelling, but was not alert enough to ask questions. So many questions. The woman was taken to a hospital after Monday's misadventure, her name not released. In 32 years, I've never seen like this in my whole career, said the battalion chief, Bob Baudet. It's alarming because you don't really think it's true. Cecil.
Yes.
We need to start from the top.
Sure, let's start from the top.
How many times have you thrown out the garbage? Have you ever thrown yourself into the dumpster?
It's been real hard to do. I mean, first off,
how do you fall into a dumpster?
My thought is, it's got to be a real heavy bag, right? And you've got to like really wind yourself up, and then you think you let go, but it's got a piece of you,
right?
And you then you shot put the bag, and then you follow it in there. That's what I think happened.
She threw herself into the garbage. How fucking money is that? That she tossed herself into the trash. Because otherwise, it says she fell into it. But I've never seen a garbage that was recessed, a dumpster. That is, why would you ever build a trapdoor dumpster? What is happening in New Hampshire?
You know, my first thought was, though, too, there used to be a dock I used to work when I was in a cafeteria, this big cafeteria I used to work at. In the dock, sometimes they would put the garbage at the bottom. And so you would have to throw it off the dock into there. So it might be one of those situations.
Maybe like an apartment building
Building where there's a dock and she falls into it.
Okay.
And then somebody comes in. But like, okay, how long are you in there?
Cecil, that was my next question. Like, thank you.
What is happening? So, unless you're infiltrating a stormtrooper jail, you really shouldn't spend a lot of time in a trash compactor.
Yeah. Like, were there like the little monsters?
Yeah, little monsters. You try to move something to the side to hold when they were compacting. You're trying to hold it. And then there's a Wookiee going the whole time. Like, was that what was happening?
What the fuck? She throws herself in the garbage.
Sure.
And then gets pinned under her own garbage is what I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, a bunch of times too.
And then long enough for the garbage truck to throw her away in the garbage truck. Mm-hmm. And then the garbage truck mushes her.
It mushes her a bunch of times, up to four times.
It
mushed her.
By the second mushing, you've got to be like, come the fuck on.
You are so happy that you didn't crush your cans at that point. You are so happy that
there's
you
just
did.
Yeah. Fucking somebody else's diapers being smashed into your face.
It's like a slow motion ogre when he smashes the can to his head or whatever in one of those movies.
Yes.
It's like a slow motion, just slowly crunkling against the side of your face.
Yeah, man. And then, okay, so somehow she's in the garbage long enough.
Sink leavings and stuff in there.
It's just like you come out with like fucking banana peels on your head. So she gets smushified like 4 times. And then there's this line.
Is that a technical term,
smushified? Oh, that's a highly technical sanitation term.
Yeah, no, they definitely
They teach that in sanitation engineering.
Sanitation class.
I minored in sanitation.
Sanitation class at college.
Sanitation engineering and mafia skills. Yes. I minored in both.
Smushified.
So here's what I like too. Here's this sentence. Luckily, neighbors heard her screams and the trash compartment was equipped with a camera. Why? What is the normal purpose for a camera? Like just a GoPro on the trash?
Light switch raves. I have no idea. I don't know what you would do back there that would, I mean, I would imagine that probably there's animals and shit that probably get in that.
In the garbage truck.
Yeah, but would the garbage care?
Right.
Part of me would think if there's like a skunk in the garbage, they would just say, well, that's just
there's a skunk in the
garbage.
Like if I'm the driver of the garbage truck and there's a wild animal back there, I'm not going to stop the truck
and
go get a wild animal out of there.
Empty of all your,
I don't know what it's got, man. I'm not getting bit by some fucking rabid.
Why have it? What is that? Well, maybe a fire. Maybe they have to keep an eye on it just in case something combusts.
Okay. So I got to tell you, two quick Tom dumpster stories.
Tom has two dumpster stories, folks.
So I used to work at a Burger King when I was a teenager, and I was a shithead teenager. And so it was one of those compacting dumpsters, actually. It was compacting dumpster. And so, you know, all the garbage that gets thrown away at a Burger King is just covered in grease.
Yeah.
And we had this employee who we didn't like, me and my buddy. We were both my best friend at the time worked there. And so we had this woman there that we didn't like, and she quit. And we were so happy that she'd quit that we gathered up her uniform and we were going to be funny about it. And we're going to burn it in effigy, you know? So we lit her uniform on fire. Her uniform, of
course.
Did
you fill it with like buns and stuff to like fill it out? You like stuff hamburgers? Well,
we should have done something because like the uniform is made out of like polyester and grease. And it just fucking went up, dude. It was like,
you're the smartest dumb person I've ever met in my life. You're the smartest dumb person I've ever met. Yeah.
So this thing, whoop, it just goes. And both of us kind of look at each other like, fuck, you know, like, what do we do? And so like, I don't remember which one of us.
Did your buddy press the button to compact?
One of us, well, yeah, we tossed it in the dumpster to get rid of it. Because we were like outside back. We tossed it in the dumpster.
You guys.
And then Rick or me, I don't remember, pressed the compacting button.
Oh, God.
And we then smashed the fire further into the pile of garbage.
No, yeah, that's what you do. Sure, yeah.
I think the thought was it would smother it.
Yeah.
What it did instead was put burning grease-covered polyester flames into a dumpster full of cardboard and grease.
Yeah.
That dumpster
Did you get the fire extinguisher and put it out?
Oh, Lord, no. You grossly misunderestimate the fire that we created.
Did you call the fire department, Tom?
No. Here's what we did. Here's what happened in the dumpster. 16. We're 16. This dumpster is mightily ablaze, right? So there's the building is concrete, and then around the dumpster are like three like a brick retaining wall that are maybe 12 feet high, right? Because the dumpster is unsightly, so they want to shield it from customer view. Yeah. So this dumpster is just raging on fire, and we just shut the dumpster and went back inside like nothing happened. Meanwhile, the dumpster is, flames are burning out the side of this thing. The paint is bubbling off the side of it, and a pillar of acrid black smoke is rising into the sky, causing more global warming than I will ever otherwise be accountable for.
You guys are slowly whistling.
We did.
Flipping burgers.
We just did the teenage thing.
We're just like, whistling. What?
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
So in the drive-thru, we overhear some customer. Hey, man, I think your dumpster's on fire. And then so I go, wait, what? And I run out back.
Tom!
And I run open the door. I yell back in, holy shit. The dumpster's on fire.
The dumpster's on fire, guys. I have no idea how this happened.
And then the fire department comes out. And they have to put the dumpster up with the big fire truck and everything. And everyone's like, how did this happen?
Well, did they give you a little medal for saving the day? You start the fire and then you're the one who catches it. You're like that guy
burning.
Who threw away the bomb and then that guy got. That's a bad story. That's not the right one. That's a bad one. He didn't do it.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah.
So that was Burger King.
That's number one. What else?
So there was this kid that I didn't like, Andy. He and I always had beef. I don't know why we had beef. We're teenagers. It didn't even matter. Sure. We just had beef. And like one day we were both taking out the garbage and we were like arguing like pretty bad with each other back and forth.
At Burger King again?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I just picked him up and I put him in the dumpster and I closed it. And he got so scared because it's a compacting dumpster. I was never going to compact
Andy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was no world where I was going to compact a kid. But I just picked them up and threw them in the dumpster and I closed it. And I said something like, think about what you've done or something like that. I remember that. I was so mad at him, but I was a lot bigger than he was. And I was like, blarp, you're in the dumpster.
You blarped a kid in the dumpster.
And he was, I felt so bad because the poor kid got so scared. Oh, I immediately like let him out when I heard he's scared. And I'm like, dude, I was never going to crush you in a dumpster. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to throw you. He's like, you threw me in the dumpster. And I was like, okay, you got me there.
That's fair. I did throw you.
You got me there.
I did throw you in. When I was a kid, I was in eighth grade and I was coming home and a kid was walking with a girl. He's like 4 years older than me, maybe 3 or 4 years older than me. So I was like a sixth grader or whatever. And he was an eighth grader. So like, what is that? 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's walking with this girl and he grabs a snowball and he, like 2 feet away from my face, he just throws a snowball as hard as he can and hits me in the face. And so I just try to attack him and he kicks the shit out of me.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, I try to fight him. He's the age and size disparity between
enormous.
10 or 11 and 14 is just, it's huge.
You may as well fight the Sears Tower.
He kicked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And this girl and him were laughing at me because he held my face down in the snow. He's punching me. Oh, beat the shit
sucks.
Out of me. And so I came home and I was bleeding and I was all fucked up. Like, you know, and I came home and my brother, I had like kind of like a kid who lived with us. It was like our brother.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's like, what happened to your face? And I told him, I said, oh, so-and-so kicked the shit out of me today. Right. And the next day he caught that kid.
Oh no.
And he threw him in a dumpster and he made him sit in the dumpster for like 2 hours. He just made him sit in the dumpster. That kid never mess with me ever again. Because he was 2 years older than
that kid. Yeah.
Right? So it was like, it was constantly escalating.
But yeah, right. Yeah.
And he was 2 years older than that guy. So I got the shit kicked out of me and then he had to hang out in a dumpster for a couple hours.
A couple of years would have been great.
Well, it was...
you don't come out of here until you graduate high school.
The story is that I think there was 2 kids he made get in the dumpster, him and this other kid that were together at the time.
Oh, Jesus.
And he made him get in the dumpster. And then when he made him get in the dumpster, he stood outside the dumpster and they opened the thing and he said, I didn't tell you to get out of there. And so he sat outside it for a while and they kept on, you look, no, you look. But, you know, I would normally feel bad for somebody like that, but he beat the ever-loving shit out of me.
Yeah.
So I don't feel so bad about it.
I wouldn't feel bad.
I don't feel so bad.
If like Andy Benson beat me up the next day, I wouldn't be like, whoa, I didn't deserve that. No, I did. I threw him in the goddamn dumpster.
You threw him in the dumpster. You deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also with that story, I just want to know what is happening, like how bad this dumpster situation for this lady is that she's talking and standing and yelling.
I think
she's just,
there's
just like a level of like panic that hits your body.
I think it's either panic or they kind of mushed her a little too much. They tenderized her a little too much when they mushed her.
She comes out, she's full of like needles hanging from, I'm full of every chemical. Okay. Again, I'm going to read, this is a reader, dude. This is a reader from The Guardian. Florida lawmaker says bill to loosen rules on killing bears is aimed at the ones that are on crack.
Okay, sure.
Guys?
Yeah.
Not the hunters that are on crack. The bears that are on crack. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just chunks of this are too good, right?
I guess they're graham crackers.
Oh.
The little bears.
There you go.
So it's like it's like animal crackers.
Crackers,
right?
Yeah.
Crackers.
Right, yeah.
Is that what he's talking about?
He's not.
Okay.
A Florida lawmaker seeking looser regulations on the killing of wildlife has claimed that black bears high on crack are breaking into people's homes and tearing them apart.
How bad is Florida that the bears are out there looking for crack? The bears are looking around at the hellscape that Florida is.
Right.
And they're thinking, I need an escape. I need an escape from this. I've got to just get high all day.
There's fucking bears out there like trying to be comfortably numb. You know what I mean? They're just like, no. I don't want
to
feel
anymore. To be honest, though, I'd rather run into the oxy bear than the crack bear. Feels like the crack bear would be a little more energetic.
The allegation from Republican State Congressman Jason Schoaf, whose biography reveals a passion for hunting, is bizarre even by the already unorthodox standards of Florida, which in recent times has boasted cocaine sharks and marauding herpes-ridden monkeys, both of which are stories we've covered here on the illustrious Cognitive Dissonance
podcast. Cocaine sharks. Got to watch out for those.
And then here's his quote. We're talking about the ones that are on crack and they break down your door and they're standing in your living room growling and tearing your house apart.
What in the world told a meeting. Is happening in Florida?
When you run into one of these crack bears, what's you happening? Should be able to shoot it. Period.
No.
And you shouldn't have to pause and be afraid that you're going to get harassed or in trouble or pay fines. That's just crazy. I love the fact checking in this, which is like, they're just like that. Like basically like the Guardian's like, we've checked. This has never happened.
They said the estimated population of 4,000 black bears having ingested crack and did not return a request for clarification.
What the fuck?
4,000? I wonder if the guy, there's like a bee reporter out there just knocking on bear doors. Guardians just sending them to different places.
Are they also routinely drug testing bears?
Yeah, right?
Like what? Like,
well,
like,
they drug test a lot of things down there.
That's true. So, the bears aren't trying to get social aid. So, you know, they're not trying
to. They can't shame the bears.
Take advantage of any bear entitlements.
Can't shame the bears.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, what a weird. I mean, it's just so weird. And really, they go through pains in this article to say, you can take care, you can fight and kill anything that comes into your house. I mean, it's Florida, by the way.
In Florida, you could do this with people.
Like, yeah, you could probably drag somebody in your house and kill them in Florida and you'd be okay.
There's like the castle doctrine and stand your ground in Florida.
Yeah.
You can shoot people if they fucking take your parking spot too much.
Yeah, well, castle doctrine, you could shoot them with a ballista.
Right, yeah.
You could fucking trebuchet them off your property.
You could cover them in boiling oil from your murder hole. Are you kidding me? You could hire a squire to go out there and kill them.
They knock on your door and they just fucking you burst through with a whole fucking giant war horse with a lance. Murder.
You got like six like fucking Mormon missionaries on a skewer just in your front yard.
And then
yard.
There's all these ladies in waiting just quietly clapping on the side as you murder people.
But here's the other thing, man. This is how crazy it is. His colleagues appeared swayed by his argument and advanced the bill on party lines. So all the Republicans were like, yeah, man, there's probably a lot
crack
of cocaine bears.
Dude, bears. Bro. Crack bears. Yeah. Yep.
It's MS-13 and crack bears.
I just want to see one bear that has a red half shirt on and a file and it's running down the street. And there's like a little pig chasing it and a donkey and they're all trying to get a snort as it's running away.
It's a great
story. You got to read this one too. This one's short.
It's from News at Sky News. Pigeon suspected of being a Chinese spy released by police in India after being detained for 8 months.
Wow.
A pigeon accused of being a Chinese spy has been cleared by police and released back into the wild. The bird was detained by officers after it was captured in May last year near a port in Mumbai, said news agency, India Press Trust of India. It was found with two rings tied to its legs featuring words that appeared to be Chinese. Detectives suspected the pigeon was involved in espionage and looked and took it in before later sending it to Mumbai's Bay Sarkarbhai Dinshaw Petit Hospital. For animals. However, after 8 months in captivity, it emerged that the creature was an open water racing bird from Taiwan.
What?
Which had escaped and flown to India.
A racing bird? Did it have racing stripes?
I just learned. Yeah, right?
What? How do you know it's a racing bird?
I didn't even know there were racing birds.
Did it hit the NOS button? Just like really zoom forward.
It actually had two things. One said fast and one said furious on his
fast and the feathered.
Police then approved the bird's transfer to the Bombay Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, where doctors set free the falsely accused avian on Tuesday.
Falsely accused avian?
Guys, it took them 8 months.
What?
8 months.
Okay, let's roll back to espionage pigeons really quick. Let's just roll back to
talk about this. How?
How do you get like the information from the pigeon? You just do a game of charades with it where it just stands there. Okay, first ooh, word, beak.
Ooh, ooh.
Feather. Wing. Flap.
God, I'm never going to get this. Can you tell me how many syllables it is? Is it a movie? What am
scratching
I doing here?
On the ground. Digging for worms. I don't know what's happening.
Shitting. It's just shitting. Is it shitting? You're shitting.
Is it cloaca? Cloaca? Yeah, seriously. What? Okay.
It's got to be like a pigeon where you tie a message.
It's got
to
be a message, like a pigeon message, right? You don't want to, I guess, call or text or whatever because you're going to get found out. So you got to pigeon message that stuff. I really genuinely thought that was just for hobbyists. I did not think that that was a thing that people still did.
No, this article even says, like, yeah, look, homing pigeons were used during World War I and World War II to surreptitiously send messages, including messages that were essential for D-Day, sure, right? But that's because that was the goddamn 19-teens and 1940s, yeah, and sending information was a somewhat more fucking laborious, yeah, process.
We had a harder time back then.
You don't have to fucking send a homing pigeon. We can send a goddamn text message. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, your phone can still make the same sound as the bird.
Right.
It can sound like a tweet, like a or whatever.
There's like a million ways to send messages in 2024 that are better and more secure and less insane than tying them to a bird and sending them from fucking
really
India
fast
to China.
Bird. A racing bird.
So fast, man. It'll get here in several weeks.
I got to ask you, would you do, if you went to one of these places where they were doing a show or something, would you do the hold out the stuff so the bird could land on you? Would you do
like
that?
Like the hawks?
Yeah, like the hawks or the eagles or whatever.
No. 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 You know what else? I wouldn't put a carrot in my mouth and let a shark take it out of my face either. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a crazy person. What?
I'm just asking. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not afraid of birds. I certainly wouldn't. If somebody said, hold this giant snake, I would say, nah, I'm good. Right. I'm not terrified of snakes. Like if you put a snake in front of me, I would say, oh, there's a snake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
If you put a giant spider in front of me, I would say, oh, that's a giant spider.
Yeah.
If you put most bugs, I'd be okay. Rats, I'm a little nervous around. Rats, sure, and mice, I don't really like. But the rest of it, I would say, no, I won't hold it. No, I wouldn't, right, want to touch it. But yeah, sure, it's fine. It looks great. Whatever. It's a rat or it's a snake or whatever. Birds, I'm not even remotely, they
nervous
don't bother me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would do that with a bird. They do have big, like, glove type things. So I might feel protected. The one thing that would scare me would be that it feels like it's, no matter how far your arm is away from your face, it would still feel like its claws are coming at your face. You
at
know
your
what I mean?
Face.
Like at your face. And they're like, these are not just claws. These are claws that instantly kill animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's,
and I'm an animal.
No, man. Like,
mm-mm. So I don't know that I would do it. I don't think I would do it. It doesn't come to me as something I would go out of my way to do.
I've gotten a little better with my bird thing. Like when, yeah, we went to Belize, I had a fun time bird watching through binoculars and even not through binoculars. Like we went through, there's these beautiful multicolored birds.
Sure.
I didn't have really much of a problem with those birds. I just am kind of like you with bird. Like I don't want it to be real, real close. You know what I mean? And like the more of a bird of fucking prey it is, the more I'm like, that's a distance bird.
That's a far away
that's
bird.
That's a looking bird.
That's a far away bird.
That's not a touching bird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no way. Like, you know what else I think are awesome? Lions. If someone's like, hey, man, do you want to cuddle a lion?
Do you want to arm wrestle a lion?
Yeah,
no.
I'd be like, no, man.
Hard pass.
But I do want to go on safari and look at a lion.
Sure.
And be like, that's a lion. I'm in a fucking safe vehicle and somebody can hit the gas and we're gone. Like,
Some of those safaris, some of the best videos are like, when they pull up alongside a hippo and the hippo or the rhino starts chasing the...
Oh, yeah.
And they're just driving and people all have their phones out. This animal is running. I'll tell you what, I'm glad the phone is pointed that way because I've shit the bench seat that I was in. Dude,
have you ever seen the video of the rhino throwing a car around? Like it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It throws this car. Guys, if you've ever seen this, like just Google like rhino versus car. Like rhinos they're as big as like a pretty good sized sedan and they'll just pick it up and literally throw it in the air.
Throw it.
The car is like, it's like it weighs nothing at all. Like you were flipping a matchbox car with your finger.
Literally nothing.
They go end over end. Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, man, that's a distance animal.
Yeah.
That's a binoculars animal.
I don't know. Is this a story about a TikTok or is this a story about actually something that happened?
When I read it the same way, I think that it may have happened.
Okay.
All right. So this story comes from ABC7.
And here's the thing. ABC7 is a local, this is a local affiliate.
It is.
It
it's
is.
An ABC, like ABC is legit news. And this is
Because this is from Rockford.
Yeah.
So.
Walmart slammed after gifting employees 55-cent ramen for working during blizzard.
Here's the thing. Here's why I'm not so easy to throw this out.
Okay.
It seems so plausible, right? This feels like something that it feels like something when I read this story, what it felt like was a manager who doesn't have a lot of money trying to do something nice for their employees without company support. That's what it sounded like to me when I read
it. I suspect something similar, right? I think like there's probably just somebody who is like using the local Walmart social media account, posted a picture saying, hey, we're doing this for our employees. We're giving them some like warm soup on a cold day, right? And like, they probably don't have a lot of discretionary spending. And maybe they're doing it out of their own money.
It could be their own money. Because it's cheap ramen. Right. So it's 50 cents a person or something.
Right. So, but like the look is so bad.
It's such a bad look.
The look is so bad.
Especially for a company like Walmart, which is a multi-billion dollar, one of the biggest companies in the country.
In the world.
One of the biggest companies in the world. Yeah. It's one of the biggest companies out there. And for it not to have something like this that's a discretionary thing that managers can do for somebody.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is true, right? Like you and I are spitballing on this because we don't know their policies.
Yeah, right.
So I have no idea if they even have anything that they could do or if this is from corporate, because it might be, right? There's a possibility it could be.
Yeah.
It feels like something that somebody on the rungs did to be nice. And then people took it as that company is doing this thing. Not this manager did this nice thing.
Right.
And the company deserves derision. The manager just tried to do something nice. You do something well or don't do anything, right?
Yeah.
But if you do something that's middling, and especially with a company that big,
yeah,
it just comes off and puts a bad taste in people's mouth.
Man, there was a manager that used to manage the same area of responsibility that I have at my day job. And like a whole bunch of people worked like through this really long weekend, some things went wrong. They worked like Monday through Friday and they worked through the whole weekend. They worked late hours and she bought them all $5 gift cards for Starbucks. And they were all so insulted and they all said the same thing that they wish they didn't get anything.
Yeah.
If they had just not gotten anything but a thank you, it would have gone further than the $5 gift cards and a thank you. Because the $5 gift cards is just like, you worked 2 extra days and like an extra 20 hours of your life and that was worth $5 to me. I don't know if this man, I do know this manager. She expensed it. Like she has some discretion. She expensed it. And like, it really insulted about 40 people.
Sure, yeah.
And they remembered it years later. They remembered it so long after that they reported this story to me long after I took responsibility for their area. They will never forget how insulted they were. So I look at this and I'm like, oh, God, somebody needs to like pull that manager aside and be like, don't. I know the heart's in the right place, but don't.
Yeah.
Just say thank you. Huddle up together, maybe play like a team game or something. Don't buy them all ramen, man.
Order pizza
if you got some extra cash.
One of the things I always hated about my old work was every year they had a little Christmas party with my division. And you could participate or not in it, in this like gift giving thing. But if you didn't participate, people noticed.
Right.
So you kind of had to. But they had this crazy limit on it that was like, They said, either find something at home that you want to give, or you can give them something, but don't spend more than, I think it was $10 or something. And every time I participated in it, some years it was open it and then people would pass gifts around or whatever. Okay, Sometimes they would pass stuff around. And other times they would do where you just were a secret Santa, so you had to give somebody something. Every time I participated in it, I hated it.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to give people crappy stuff.
Right.
So yeah. I would always want to give them something nice. And then I would get something weird or awkward or, oh, I got this weird lamp and I gave it to you or something. Or I got you, this book that nobody's ever read in my house or something, or, you know, whatever it is. And then you're supposed to, with this gift that's obviously a thrown away thing.
Yeah.
I guess try to thank them in some way. It was the most awkward. So bad.
Who invented this idea? I hated it every time.
I always wanted to never participate.
Yeah.
Was what I always wanted to do. I always wanted to never participate. Because people couldn't decide whether it was supposed to be funny or not, too. So some people would give genuine gifts and other people wouldn't. They give a
so
funny
the tone
gift.
Wasn't even consistent.
And so the tone wasn't consistent. I hated it. Hated it.
I don't like workplace gift giving.
Yeah.
It's awkward and the rules are never really well established. And I will tell you, like, I have been trying to disestablish workplace gift giving. So, like, my managers like to buy me presents. Like, I'm their boss. They like to buy me presents. I have told them, stop buying me presents. I really, really appreciate it. I love you guys too. You're great people. Please do not buy me presents. Please stop this tradition of buying me presents. Please don't do it. This year, I was like, I absolutely do not want you guys to buy me any presents this year. Please don't do it. I bought them presents. I told them, I'm not buying you presents this year. Please. And they still all bought me presents. And I was like, I told you we weren't doing this. They're like, oh, we just wanted to get you a little something. We just all
got- Did you give it back to them?
No, it's so awkward. I'm just like,
you need to break it in front of them, Tom. You need to break it in front of them. Whatever it is, you need to smash it in front of them.
What makes me crazy is they were great gifts. They were genuinely like nice gifts, like thoughtful, useful, nice gifts. And I'm like, stop.
I hated it.
It feels like I don't like this reciprocity that we have tried. Like, I feel like I don't want to be your boss and you give me presents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't like that power dynamic.
Yeah.
You don't owe me anything. I don't want you to feel that way. Yeah. Like, please don't do that. Please, please, please. Let me do all the taking care of you. That's not supposed to flow back in this direction.
Yeah.
And they're just like, no, I want to make you presents. And then they give me really nice shit. And I'm like, well, I didn't get you guys anything. I get you fucking anything.
Well, that's what I tell my wife every year, so.
You do not. This story's from CBS. New Hampshire vet admits he faked wheelchair use for 20 years.
That's the long con, bro.
Falsely claiming $660,000 in benefits, including cars and shit that were outfitted for a guy in a wheelchair that he just turned around and sold.
Sold him.
He's like, I don't need this.
He's
what
like,
the fuck am I going to do with
this? He's like you, except for he sold the gifts. So what you need to do
I'm not pointing at me. I'm not like this
you know
guy.
What you need to do next year? Here's what you need to do.
I got to buy a present
no,
next
no,
year.
No. Next year, they come in and they bring the gift and you say, hold on a second. And you call up eBay. And then you say, Zach, can you tell me what the name of this thing is? And so type it directly in the bar for eBay. Be like, how much did you pay for it? And then put that in there. I guarantee you won't get a gift the third year, Tom.
Oh,
that won't happen again.
God,
that happens once.
They'll all walk out on me.
That's what this guy did with these cars, though.
Yeah, he did.
As soon as he got them, he immediately sold them.
Yeah.
And he got caught because he said, I can't use my feet anymore. And then he went to his car from the VA and then stood up and put his wheelchair in the back and then walked into his car. And then they followed him and he went to the mall and he walked around for like 20 minutes without his wheelchair.
Right.
And then finally caught him and he said, yeah, I kind of stole a bunch of money. I stole a bunch of money.
For 20 years?
I stole a bunch of money, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know they scream and cry about, they're screaming and crying about immigrants taking everything in the sky.
This guy's
like, can I have another car that I can sell, please?
But you know, I do want to add, we treat our veterans so poorly. We really do. They're like, part of me is like, fucking good. You know what I mean? Fucking good. These guys, like fucking veterans get treated like absolute dog shit.
True. It's true, they do.
I read a story in the Times, this is like kind of dark, but I read a story in the Times like a month ago or so about soldiers in Syria who were shooting this incredible volume of artillery shells, just like thousands and thousands and thousands of artillery shells. And they were not on the front lines because the artillery was set so far back, it could fire miles. So this artillery now fires miles and miles. So they were far back from the front line, but they were just shelling the shit out of these positions in Syria. And like the shelling itself, the reverberation of the shockwave from the shells going off to, you know, to be shot into the air caused these soldiers massive traumatic brain injuries. So although they didn't actually get like hurt in combat, yes, they did. And the VA denied their disability other claims, saying they were not involved in combat injuries. But like they were just shooting these enormous guns hundreds and thousands of times, and the shockwaves rattled their fucking skulls, and they had these terrible debilitating symptoms. And the VA was like, have you thought about fuck you?
Also, you know what you can point at for that too is capitalism.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we all had universal health care,
wouldn't need any of this.
We wouldn't care.
We wouldn't
care.
Yeah.
You would just go to the doctor. There wouldn't be a special veteran doctor.
Right.
There would just be a doctor that you just go to and say, hey, things don't work. And they say, cool, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
The end.
I am sick. Well, I'm a doctor. Yeah. Good thing you came to me.
But instead, we have this system that we privatize this healthcare, and then we have to give it to some people, and then we give it to them badly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. So part of me is like, yeah, you know what? If they're going to, government's going to fuck over veterans every once in a while, I kind of like to see the veteran fucking us over back.
Get the veteran one, just one. But the problem is the one that gets it is the shitty one.
I know, man. I know. I know. There's a, like, yeah, I get it. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
And he fucks it up for the next person.
He does.
Because he makes
every
single congressperson's going to be reading that off to say, we need to cut the VA budget because there's people out there who getting cars and selling them.
And they make it harder and harder for legitimately injured people to go through the process of getting
Now
aid.
They're going
to
constantly be checked up on.
Yeah.
I know you know.
I know.
I know you know.
The whole thing just makes him just like,
you know.
Fuck. Yeah. This story's from ABC News. Amish horse and buggy stolen from Walmart parking lot while family shopped. If that doesn't sound like an AI-generated random headline, what does? Amish horse and buggy stolen from Walmart parking lot.
You're in a Amish horse and buggy.
Yeah.
High speed chase. Can you zipper merge?
Oh. In Illinois, nobody can zipper merge.
The Amish has to button merge. It has to move over in a weird way.
Well, they can't even use buttons. They have to hook and eye.
It's a hook and eye
merge. Hook and eye merge, yeah. Not like those sinful penetrative buttons.
I don't know, man. This story, I just thought to myself, I thought, there's got to be better targets. You got to feed this one.
I love the idea that somebody hopped and joyrode a fucking Amish horse and buggy. I-O. Clip, clop,
I-O,
clip,
Ezekiel. I don't know other names that they would name it.
I had no Abraham. Idea that the Amish shopped at fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
I guess like having just done an episode about the Amish from
Citation. They don't care. They don't.
It's all made up.
It's all made up. They'll do whatever they want.
They just do whatever the fuck.
They performatively show up in a buggy and then buy bottled water.
Right. Yeah. 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 1,000%. So I guess like knowing what I know about the Amish and what fucking liars, like the liars cult.
Yeah, because we just did. You did
an evil inbred liars cult.
You did a citation needed on them.
Right.
And there's a whole thing where they're talking about, you know, just all the, they have phones that they leave outside their house.
Yeah, they'll put solar panels on the roof if they need electricity. They won't hook themselves up to the grid, but they'll run a generator. Because that's not the same.
Yeah.
It's fucking electricity.
It's the same.
Knuckle nuts. This story is from Northern Ontario CTV News. Northern Ontario pizza shop's unforeseen circumcisions typo goes viral.
The sign says, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. Open for takeout. Whoa, what are you taking out? Let me tell you, you're taking out something.
It's all calamari rings from this restaurant.
Man, it's chewy.
Unforeseen circumcision. Is that when you circumcise a blind guy?
That's the worst date for that guy, too.
Right?
He just walks into a fan. Oh, I love this so much. I love this because you know that there was a red line underneath it.
Yeah.
And they clicked it.
And they fixed it.
It It sure fixed it. Because you don't accidentally spell that.
No.
They spelled it really badly.
I kind of hope some teenager was in charge of putting the sign up.
So and he's like, just fucking around. They're like, hey.
I love it. This story's from.
What the fuck?
This story's from NBC New York, Channel 4, whatever. Some things shouldn't breed. New Jersey Animal Shelter will name feral cat after an ex, then neuter it.
Jesus Christ. You know, I saw this. Hey. The first thing I thought was like, maybe don't spend your money on this. Maybe spend it on therapy.
Like, this is like, let me read what this is. Neuter your ex for Valentine's Day. Only $50 because some things shouldn't breed. That's their actual like motto for this drive to collect money. This is like the you can name your ex. The Brookfield Zoo has a thing where you can name a hissing cockroach.
Jesus Christ.
After your ex.
And then they feed it to one of their...
And they feed it to like a snake or some shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So like, hey man, if you're this obsessed with your ex, you're not over that shit.
Yeah, man.
Like you need to like not neuter in effigy fucking feral cats.
No, don't get me wrong. Neutering feral cats is amazing.
Yeah, right.
It's a great thing.
Neuter a feral cat because that's what you should do.
It's
right?
an absolutely great thing.
It's good for the cat. It's good for cats as a whole. It's good for the ecology of the ecosystem. It's good for the ecosystem.
It's a wonderful thing.
Neuter feral cats.
And naming after a roach, the roach is going to die because they're going to feed it anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so they're getting a little publicity around this time, and I get it. But at the same time, I'm 100% with you. Don't spend your life so
hung up.
I mean, just so hung up, and it's just so like you're wallowing in that.
Yes.
You got to break free of that. That's the key to getting rid of it is breaking free, not dwelling on it and thinking, man, I'm really going to fuck this person. I'm going to fuck them over in my own mind.
That's why they're an ex.
Just walk away.
Current. Just be
gotta
done.
Walk away.
You're
man.
Not good at being done. If you're like, I'm going to name a feral cat.
And you got to get
think about
therapy.
It. Getting neutered.
You got to get some. All if you're stuck in that rut and you've done this a couple, you got to get some therapy.
All the therapy. Constantly be in therapy. Never quit
talk
your job
about
and
it.
Be in therapy.
Talk about it to somebody. Yeah. Even if it's not paid therapy, talk about it to somebody. Get it off your chest.
There's got
to
be a better
move
way.
On.
Yeah. Because this is not healthy.
Woof. That is so tough.
It's so bad.
All right. Patrons, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
we
you.
Love you.
We love you so much. We're going to have next week, we're going to have a mailbag. So send any messages in you want to, if you want any messages sent to us, send a message in the next week and we may read it in our mailbag. That's going to be a special next Thursday. Just a fun little thing. It might be short. We don't know, but we're just going to BS and talk about what we got in the mailbag. We're doing it on every fifth Thursday. And this happens to be a fifth Thursday month. So a February of all months, a fifth Thursday month.
Huh.
So just because it's
think.
Yeah, because it's a leap year.
Yeah.
So
it is a leap year.
So it just happens to catch in the right
position.
Here's
the thing. Shouldn't to the 29th always be a federal holiday?
Yes. Yes.
It should be a federal. Don't make me work that extra
that
day, you motherfuckers.
Bullshit. That is bullshit. All right. That's going to be it. Thank you so much, patrons. We love you. We'll catch you guys next month with a show just for you. All right. Take care. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.